wouldn't be fair to not give you a practical example of what I was talking about when I talked about dying to self and going to the cross. The principal requisite is to be absolutely sick of yourself. And by that, I do not mean self-hatred, which is a completely different thing and is actually the flip side of pride. Now, this is a sick enough to die. Sick enough of the old self-life that always wants itself to be at the centre. And there is an old hymn, we don't do these things these days, that brings us into a realisation of what it really means and to cry out to God, to experience what he has done on the cross. We died legally 2,000 years ago on the cross with Christ. But to make it a reality, this is the sort of plea that needs to come up from your heart. O my God, my heart doth long for thee. Let me die, let me die. Now set my soul at liberty. Let me die. To all the trifling things of earth, they're now to me of little worth. My Saviour calls, I'm going forth. Let me die. Lord, I must die to scoffs and jeers. Let me die, let me die. I must be freed from slavish fears. Let me die. And to the world and its applause, to all its customs, fashions, laws, of those who hate the humbling cross, let me die. When I am dead, then, Lord, to thee, I will live, I will live. My life, my strength, my all to thee, I will give, I will give. So dead that no desire shall rise to pass for good or great or wise in any but my Saviour's eyes. Let me die, let me die.